Two House committees are investigating the Food and Drug Administration's approval of a controversial new treatment for Alzheimer's disease. The drug, Aduhelm, was developed by Biogen for patients with mild cognitive impairment. It's intended to slow the progression of the disease. And now, in a detailed report, our partners at STAT describe Biogen's questionable relationship with regulators at the FDA, which may have helped get the drug approved. Damian Garde is one of the STAT reporters who's been looking into this. Damian, welcome.
Hey, Peter. Thanks for having me.
So the drug at the center of this story, as I said, it's controversial in and of itself. There's no clear evidence that it actually works. So why don't we start there?
Yeah, exactly. So Biogen, the company that invented it, enrolled two very large clinical trials to really determine, as you said, you know, can it delay the cognitive and functional decline that comes with Alzheimer's? In the process of running those studies, the company made a fateful and serious mistake. They were hoping to get an answer as soon as possible, so they had independent advisors take an early look at data to determine whether this was all going to be futile, whether the drug wasn't going to work. And those advisors said, yeah, it looks like it is going to be futile, so they canceled it. Within weeks, as Biogen started to actually look at the data from these studies, it appeared that in one study, the drug worked as it was supposed to. And in another study, which had failed, you know, you could look at it, you could look at certain patients. There were signals, at least a hint, that there was an effect there. And that's kind of where our story begins, actually, is in the spring of 2019.
So fair to say, then, that there are real questions about its efficacy. Now, that was a problem for the company, because when the news came out that the drug was being shelved at that time, Biogen's stock fell 30%. How serious was this as a potential setback for Biogen?
I mean, in the context of Biogen, this is a large biotech company in Cambridge, Massachusetts, that had become incredibly successful by developing medicines for multiple sclerosis and later for the rare disease spinal muscular atrophy. But by 2019, those medicines had started to stagnate in terms of the money they were making. So there was serious pressure on Biogen from investors to turn this Alzheimer's treatment into a blockbuster. And so, you know, you can imagine declaring basically failure on what was meant to be your biggest drug did not go over well on Wall Street.
And so they kept pushing. Tell me about Project Onyx and their attempts to get this through the FDA anyway.
Right. So immediately upon going over the data from those, you know, allegedly failed studies, they saw, as I mentioned, these hints that the drug actually worked. And so thus began what we learned was called Project Onyx, the you know, kind of understandable internal effort to rescue this drug. Where things get fascinating is where the FDA comes into play. So Biogen's head neurologist had a meeting, a sort of off-the-books meeting, with a leading FDA official in its neurology department in the spring of 2019, basically to tell him, hey, we think we have a way to get this thing approved. And what we learned from talking to people, you know, in and around Biogen at that time is that this FDA official, Billy Dunn, was very taken with this case and basically became Biogen's ally within the FDA. But starting in the summer of 2019, the FDA became, you know, less like an adversarial regulator and more like a partner, kind of holding Biogen's hand through the process of analyzing these data and then, of course, actually approving the drug.
But why? Why was the FDA holding Biogen's hand through this process if the science was so unclear?
You know, we've talked to a lot of people with a lot of opinions on that, and I think what it comes down to for people around the situation at that time, you know, we have to remember that it had been nearly two decades since there had been a new treatment approved for Alzheimer's disease. The FDA, facing that 20-year drought, looked at this, the next best option compared with what was out there, and thought, we need to do everything in our power to figure out a way to push this thing forward. And, you know, even getting into the inside baseball of the FDA, what we learned from some FDA documents is that the neurology department came to look to its colleagues in cancer. You know, if you think about cancer drugs, the FDA doesn't often wait until they've proved to actually extend survival. They're often willing to approve new cancer drugs based on whether they can shrink tumors, because it, you know, stands to reason that if it shrinks tumors, if it makes cancer go away, that patients will survive longer. They were trying to apply that same logic to neuroscience. That formed the logic for them approving the Biogen drug, because it has an effect on plaques within the brain that are thought to drive Alzheimer's. The issue, and where all the controversy comes in, is that, you know, the scientific linkage between those plaques and Alzheimer's disease is not nearly as strong as the scientific linkage between tumors and dying of cancer. And that kind of gets us to all of the backlash that has ensued.
So, right, what are the ethical questions? You know, whether you spoke with people at the FDA or inside of Biogen, I mean, were people concerned about the special attention that the FDA had given the company?
You know, I think it was kind of polarizing. I can tell you that, you know, academics, former FDA people, and those who really believe that the FDA should maintain this gold standard were, I mean, one person said horrified by this, the closeness of this relationship. I think, you know, other people, especially within the drug industry and in some parts of science, are at least sympathetic to the FDA, facing, as I mentioned, the pressures that they have. I think a lot of people were very upset with Biogen for the mistake they made in canceling these trials. And we spoke to a lot of people who had worked on this drug while they were at Biogen. And virtually all of them believe that it does help patients, at least in some way. And they were very disappointed that even though it won approval, which is what they wanted for so many years, because of Biogen's actions and then in some ways because of the FDA's decision and the controversy that that's led to, it was almost bittersweet. Like they wanted this, but not like this. And so that was kind of a fascinating aspect of reporting this story out.
You know, this story reminds me somewhat of the cozy relationship that we saw between Boeing and the Federal Aviation Administration after the 737 MAX was involved in a couple of deadly crashes. And we had learned that the FAA had outsourced its oversight to Boeing itself. It just makes me wonder, hearing that story and now yours, whether these kinds of arrangements between federal regulators and private companies are kind of more common than we know.
I think you're right in that it gets to the decades-long concern about regulatory capture, the concern that in many cases federal regulators are either underfunded or, you know, set up in such a way that these sort of symbiotic relationships with the industries they regulate become almost inevitable and can have consequences. In the case of FDA, I think it's a little more muddled. I mean, you know, FDA and industry does have that famous revolving door. I mean, the last FDA commissioner just took a job at a biotech venture capital firm. But, you know, in this case, I think with the FDA approving, the pressure to approve drugs earlier to get them into the hands of patients is in many cases coming from Congress. This pressure is often bipartisan. I mean, there's quite a few Republican senators and lawmakers have pushed for a more libertarian approach to drug approvals. But even, you know, on the Democratic side, there are quite often, you know, patient groups testifying before Congress saying we need treatments for this severe disease. So I guess our story kind of fits within a long series of events by which the FDA has been cheered in many cases for loosening the standards for new therapies. But every now and again, and I think that's the case with this one, it does what it seems to think people want, and then people are quite upset.
Damien Garday is a reporter for our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Damien, thank you very much for the story. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.